It is time.
Good morning. Welcome to Coffee Beanery Sip and Chair. I'm Lori.
I'm Patty.
I'm Britton.
And this is Daisy.
Daisy.
And Duke.
Duke.
Hi, guys.
Our newest family members.
That are just so chill. I mean, I say that, and then I might want to knock on wood.
Crazy. Yeah.
But they're not nuts. Don't be nuts, girlfriend.
No, she's a little nuts. So she's the one, I saw her cute little face and I wanted her so bad. And I'm so glad we got Duke as well because he's pretty chill. But he looks like the Lorax, so it's pretty hilarious.
Do you think that she wouldn't be as crazy or like you wouldn't know?
She's more nervous, so yeah. I think that it's really good for her to have him. I think it calms her down and made it the transition a lot easier.
It makes you less crazy having your brother.
But her eyes are so dark. It's hard to see them in her little dark face. So, and his, he's a snorer. He snores really bad. But I took him to the doctor because I wondered if something was abnormal with it. But he has tiny little nostrils. So they're just really hard to breathe out of.
Do Shih Tzus have the same breathing issues that pugs do?
They do.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's short face.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good morning, Mo. Lovely to see you today.
Good morning. Oh, did you guys watch Mo's?
Yeah.
Did you?
Did.
Oh, I didn't get to see
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it's on our page. I'll send it to you if you haven't seen it yet. It's pretty cool. Hey, Bill. Happy Wednesday.
Hello, Bill.
Yeah, I guess it's the first time we've all been on the couch in a minute.
I know. It's just been a while.
I know.
And I feel like I'm going to miss a lot of weeks. I don't know why.
Florida.
And then concerts. Mm-hmm. We do have a few concerts.
Sounds like, what are you going to? What do you got?
Sabrina Carpenter twice.
Nice.
Which I feel two ways about her, but I'm just hoping in Nashville that Dolly Parton, that's my secret hope, is that she brings Dolly Parton out on stage with her, because I would be so tickled.
Dolly's an icon.
To see Dolly.
How do you not love Dolly?
And they have a song together.
Yeah, that's
so
cool.
So it'd be a natural thing to do.
Yeah.
Although it might be like on the date we don't go, which that would be horrible.
Yeah.
Happy fall, is that what it says? I know I love the, what's your favorite season?
Well, I do love, I love fall.
I love fall. I love pulling out cozy sweaters.
Yeah.
The trees are just so magnificent. I like the crisp air.
Yeah. But I also love summer, you know, like I'm always sad when summer's over because I like warm air.
Yeah.
How about you?
I like spring.
Yeah.
I feel like it's like emerging from winter.
Yeah.
I think that I take a couple, usually I try to get away to warmer weather in the winter. So it helps.
Yeah.
Like, otherwise spring.
Yeah.
But I do like, I've always liked fall. I just think it's a fun. And maybe, you know, I love school.
Yeah.
So it's to me school.
I mean, I like football, but I feel like fall is just getting too close to winter.
Yeah.
Like,
I agree with that. But like, I like fall food. I want, you know, the cider donuts and I want pumpkin bars and cookies and things like that. So I just like it because I'm chubby.
But it's the best food.
Yeah.
It's the best food.
I like it because I get to eat.
Oh my gosh. One of my friends asked for if we had any photos in high school together.
Oh, yeah, I saw
and
that.
So I posted some, but to find them when I was a junior in high school to a new school. And it was so sweet reading my girlfriends. They all wrote like letters to me. And it was really sweet. But I thought, gosh, how funny it is that like on those photos, the girls in the photos are commenting that we still have such good memories of high school and our little friend group.
Yeah.
And
they just want to watch you. Like when you're talking, they're both just trying to like.
Where's your mom? You know who your mom is.
Yeah. Oh, you look at me. I'll be your mom. That's fine. That's fine. I'll be your mom. Halloween is the best, Mo. I agree.
I love dressing up. I agree.
We've already started to decorate, and all my husband loves. So I took him to Target last night and said, you can pick out one thing to decorate with, you know, because he has so many things. We have more Halloween decorations.
Aldi has all the a bunch of decorations on there.
They're
cheap, too.
They do. Good morning, Patty. Lovely to see you today, too.
Yeah, Halloween. We love dressing up. I mean, any excuse to dress up. We do murder mystery parties. We dress up any chance we
can. What are we going to be this year for Halloween?
I have no idea.
Lori always dresses us up every year. We don't know what we're going to be until Lori comes up with costumes.
I just bring bags of stuff and we figure it out.
Yeah.
So I have no idea. And we're going to, when we're at in Florida, we're going to the Halloween party one night.
Fun.
And I don't have
Oh, yeah.
I haven't even figured that out.
Well, you dress everybody for that, too, don't you?
No. Well, I'm going with my friend and her kids and other friends. So yeah. I was just only Sedona and I are going. And okay. She wanted to be Minnie and Daisy because when she was little, we were BFFs, Minnie and Daisy.
Cute.
And Kevin was Donald. It was really adorable. Uh-huh. So
that's cute.
So I should probably figure that out.
Okay. That'll be fun. Do they have Daisy ears?
Daisy and Donald, you know your name. I did like the breeder because obviously as soon as we named them she started using their names because when they came to us they knew their names. He had a different name at first and we changed his name.
What was his name?
His name was Chewy.
He does look like Chewbacca.
Mm-hmm. But Chewy and they're both Disney characters, but what if he turns white?
Yeah.
Hi, Deborah.
Hi, sweetheart.
Happy birthday, Deborah.
Oh, happy birthday. So we are doing our subscription coffee. So hopefully, if you didn't receive your subscription coffee and don't want to be ruined the surprise, this is what is it called when you ruin the surprise?
A spoiler?
A spoiler alert.
Yeah.
A spoiler alert.
Cute.
So this is Groovy 70s.
Back in the decades.
I was actually alive in the 70s, unlike you two.
I was almost alive in the
70s. I loved my bell bottoms, I gotta say. I loved little roller coaster shoes that were like roller coaster.
I just like how the style came back in the 90s and like now it's like back a little bit again.
Yeah.
You know?
Because it's pretty iconic. Hi, sweetheart.
You wanna go to your mom?
Hi, sweetie.
She wants Duke. They want each other.
I know we're trying to keep them separated a little bit.
Well, then I'll put it right here.
So that they don't have each other.
So I can pour our drinks.
Okay.
Our drinks.
So so the first, you guys, I did get a new desk chair that has two wings on it.
So you can put the babies on the wings.
Like, I wonder what next that was to me. For.
That's a good idea.
I saw the state of yours. I thought you might need a new one, Patty.
Mine's pretty bad. Mine's pretty bad.
So the first one is almond biscotti, toasty almond with sweet vanilla.
That's what I've got in my cup right now.
So cute, the little artwork.
Yeah.
But Patty, you want to do the spiel on the subscription, subscription is?
So every month we come up with a new curated theme. This month is the Groovy 70s. And in your box, you get four different flavors of coffee. Good. You can choose the 2.5 ounce bags, which is what we have today, or you can pick the K cups or the single serve pods. I'm not sure if these are pods or not. No, those are the other ones. Or you can also pick, if you just know that you're going to buy them all, you can get full size bags or full size boxes.
Yeah. The artwork is so cute. Yes. I love it.
So the boxes, the 2.5 ounce and the 12 single serve pods, those start at $25 and they ship for free.
If you know that you're going to order all of the full sized ones, you can just order the 12 ounce or the boxes of each of the count. So 12 counts.
They've been selling out quicker and quicker.
Yeah.
And we are making more and more.
So we're in the final stages of planning for next year. Brittany and I just sat down with
a list
today.
I heard you guys just had a good planning meeting.
We did. And
she goes, was I not invited? I'm like, well, I just sat on the behind her.
Maybe I missed a meeting
She came
it
in.
It was unplanned.
She came in for something else and I was in the middle of looking at new flavoring lists and I said, hey, look what I've got. And then she's like, let me go get my stuff.
I had a list yesterday.
We were pretty excited to look at it because we were both trying to work on it yesterday and it's just better if you put your minds together. So you'll see it and see what you think.
So I feel like we went through like phase one and then we'll go through phase two now that it's a little more like settled.
Yeah. Bill said I had to order all four of these in K cups. They were all sound so good.
Oh, thank you.
I appreciated it. Moses, I graduated high school in 79 disco.
Woohoo. Oh, wow.
I like
nice.
That. It's super fun.
In 79.
Okay. Class of 2001.
I guess that's 86.
I was 2009.
That's 86.
But my favorite is like the girls in the warehouse. She's like, I was born in 2001. And I'm like, that's the year I graduated.
Oh, yeah, because we were talking about Kurt Cobain this morning.
Oh, yeah.
And I was 2 when he passed away, and she was, like, not even thought of.
Yeah. You want your brother.
Yeah.
It is a good day, though, because Daisy has a bow in her hair. I'm obsessed with putting a bow in her hair, but usually Duke takes it out and almost choked on it. So.
Shocking.
That's fun. So would you guys think of the toasted almond?
I'm very good.
Almond biscotti? Yeah.
It's good.
I do love this flavor. I think it's super good.
Hi, honey.
Super good.
You want to try some coffee?
That's what Duke was trying to get my cup.
You want to try some coffee? Here, put some on my finger.
Okay. Oh, look at him. He's like, excuse me.
And these flavors just released in the full size on Sunday. No, Monday.
Oh, she's class of 86. But were you born in 86?
No, I graduated. I was born, 68 and 86.
Dyslexia.
Nice.
Class of what is it?
86.
Woohoo. So we understand each other.
Okay.
And you understand Duke and Daisy then as well.
Or Daisy Duke. It took me a minute to catch up to that, actually, sadly enough.
I love the Dukes of Hazzard.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And we all want to be Daisy. Oops.
I'm supposed to be doing my responsibilities. Well, it's got to be blue.
So are we.
So cherry Jell-O. Cherry. I love Jell-O.
I was like,
sweet cherry with a fruity kick.
Hi, Daisy girl.
So this one was fun, though, because we actually took this box to our photographer in Grand Rapids.
Oh, that's
and
right.
And had them do the photos for this one. And when she was so funny because, like, we kind of just, like, lay the boxes out and take a quick photo, right? We don't have a lot of time.
It takes Ashley and I about an hour, hour and a half.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, we've got our little studio here.
We were in a hurry to go, though, and she's just back there like,
oh, she's perfectionist.
I have to, you know, go ahead and iron the towel, and I have to do this. And we're like, Julie, it's okay. It's okay. It's not a big deal.
She's like, I can't stand it. We kind of got it down to a science, too. Like, Ashley and I, like, she knows exactly what I need to be handed next. And then we have the remote that takes all the photos. So it's like, jump out of the way, photo.
That's awesome.
Who loves Jell-O, though? I love Jell-O Jigglers. And when I was little, my mom, do you guys know what Turkish Delight is in the in the Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe?
I know what I know of it, but I don't know that
I would have thought it was chocolate or something, but it's not. It's like,
is it like marzipan
Jell-O
or
that is it's stiff, like stiffer Jell-O, and it is delicious.
That sounds terrible.
Oh my gosh, so good. I made it for my project, for my literary whatever, and then I had to make it.
Stiff Jell-O sounds like Jell-O that needs to be thrown away.
No, it's like, it had that, like, on top, kind of like a creme brulee sort of on top.
We call that delicious. The mold that needs to be scraped off. I don't know.
No, it's really, really good.
Sounds gross. Most is always really room for Jell-O, and Patty says that cherry sounds delicious.
I don't like a lot of things in my Jell-O though, because I don't like
the weird stuff in the Jell-O.
Nope. A Jell-O mold with like things in it, like fruit.
Yeah, not a fan. And my mom, bless her heart, because I love ambrosia salad, but I hate coconut.
Yeah.
I hate running into coconut. So she always made
me my own flavor of coconut, but not the texture, right?
Right.
Yeah.
So she always made me my own coconut or my own ambrosia without coconut. My mom was very sweet. Yeah. Like, I was not that kind to my children. Like, it's like, eat it or eat peanut butter and jelly. So.
Hey, I think that's fair.
That's fair.
Okay. You ready for the next one?
What's next?
Well, I believe.
I guess I would know.
Yeah.
Blueberry crisp, warm blueberry with a buttery cinnamon topping.
Blueberry.
It hurts.
Anytime we do a blueberry coffee, I just love it.
Her, so she bites me.
She does not bite me. She loves to bite you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, can I get kisses while I'm giving pets? Oh, no.
And then a nibble.
And then a nibble when I forget.
Blueberry crisp.
Mmm.
No coconut taste or texture. Yeah, you and Patty are more alike than
blueberry,
you know.
So good.
No coconut. Yeah.
I love everything about coconut. I could put coconut
those mounds or whatever that have that coconut in it.
I love it. There's a brand called Unreal that does a really good coconut candy.
I've heard that. I don't know if I can get behind coconut.
Unreal is cool because they don't put like junk in it. It doesn't have like preservatives and weird stuff. It's just like a four ingredient candy bar. And they're really good.
Peanut butter cups are good.
Yeah, their peanut butter cups are excellent too.
I think I had that before. I don't know.
This one's good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is really, really good.
He's like licking my
I like the hint of cinnamon that comes in the blueberry.
Can you leave me alone?
Oh,
yeah.
Thank you.
Pants.
Oh, thank you.
I'm trying to keep her from jumping down.
Patty, that one's delicious. Is that a yuck to the blueberry or a yuck to the coconut?
She says no coconut.
Oh, York. York peppermint patties.
What?
She said yuck. I thought it said York.
Oh, it says yuck.
I can't see.
But we did talk about peppermint patties last week, I think.
But as I've said before, my eyesight is getting better as I get older, which is crazy to me.
I don't think it is.
No, it's very common.
Is it? Okay.
It is common. Because it's my eye shape, and my eye shape got more round instead of more oblong or something.
So, Deborah, you said you're allergic to coconut. I'm curious if you've ever tried any of our coconut flavor, just because there is no coconut in that.
Thank you.
Ooh, they sell blueberry crisp.
Is it Morning,
Charles?
Moses, a last an apple crisp wagon.
Before I'm officially retired. Nice. Oh, I look forward to that
I
day.
Maybe wrote something on your box, too, Charles. You'll see it when it comes.
Oh, congratulations. Yeah. That's awesome. That's amazing.
Hi, yeah. And Charles,
I have met a lot of people, though, that retire, and then within a year, they're like back at work.
Yeah, they can't stand it.
They can't stand it.
And Charles, I was going to throw some butterscotch in, but I don't have them in pods anymore. And I didn't know if you had the reusable K-cup. So, because I know we talked about that last time.
I know. I thought about you because when we introduced the three new coffees, I went, and why is butterscotch pudding not in this new coffee? Because I would have loved that.
I know. Well, I want to just remind you that you're the COO.
I can make that happen.
You can make it happen.
And then you can go move the shelf this time.
Oh, my God. So I went and told Kim today. I said, hey, you know, we've got three new flavors launching on Monday. She says, no. She makes our pods. And she says, where am I going
to
put them?
I know. I need
and
to move
I
the
said,
seasonals.
Do you know, Britton's had the same thing. And I said, you let her worry about that. And you just get the – I'll get you the coffee. And
because the pods. Single pods, the shelf's completely full. We literally have nowhere to put
we
them.
We do not have any more room.
We'll find a place. We'll have a special little shelf for butterscotch.
Moses, my last order was packed by Nessa. That's our 2001 girl. That's our little millennial back there.
Or is
she Gen Z? It's funny that she signs it Nessa. But
and we don't call her
Vanessa.
That at all.
No, and we do refer to her as a Loch Ness Monster when she does that.
Oh my gosh, this morning taking pictures with Logan was so silly.
Oh.
They're matching today.
Oh, are they? Also, Kim's. So, okay, we all have like our coffee beanery shirts on, which by the way, this is the new murder mystery shirt. Britton's got the new pumpkin spice shirt on.
Obsessed.
We thought maybe you would have the Christmas shirt on today, but you failed us too soon for Christmas.
I have to get my picture taken later, so I had to look appropriate. And I actually had to like blow dry my hair. But I might have to have you help me with my makeup. Because last time I did this, I went and did this event thing.
Oh, Charles says he can make his own.
And when I, well, then they had these videos of me playing, and it's like, I could have at least done my makeup.
Get rid of all the coconut to make space.
I agree. That's a good idea.
Oh, Kevin's matching too, Logan?
Oh, yeah. Okay, so everybody's wearing this teal coffee beanery shirt. And so if you wear matching clothes, I make you take a picture.
Ouch.
I don't know why. I just make people do that.
Ouch.
Then I found out Kim's wearing the same shirt, and now Kevin. So there will be family photos later.
Oh, that's funny.
At a place for toasted marshmallow. Deborah's still advocating for toasted marshmallow. It's on the wish list, Deborah.
I did like toasted marshmallow, too.
Yes.
Okay, toasted marshmallow, butterscotch pudding.
Yes.
Uh-oh, Mo likes coconut. We get a dissenter here.
I like coconut.
I like coconut,
I like coconut,
too.
Coconut coffee. Mm-hmm. I like pina coladas and stuff, too.
I like our new, I went to the store and had the pumpkin Cafe Carmel.
Mm-hmm.
So good.
Yes.
I had to get their little shots.
What's
the matter?
She's trying
What's
to get
the
attack.
Matter?
I thought it was
And
her
it was
crying.
So good.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, maybe it was.
Yum.
I think you might have to go potty.
Do you
take
need to
him
go
potty?
Outside? I just did, but
okay.
I can.
He wants to jump on the floor.
Maybe Logan will come get him.
Logan, you want to come take Duke potty? What's the matter? Did I not leave
I had this one. Was it yesterday we brewed chocolate fondue?
Yes.
It was so good.
Yeah.
No, super good. On me. Oh my gosh. Last night I let him off leash. We went on a walk on the golf course, and then I would go like, I'm bad with yards, 50 yards away. And then Kevin would drop their leashes and them running across the ground is the funniest thing. Cause they look like Pac-Mans. They're so low
they're
to the ground.
Caterpillars.
And she is speedy.
She is
really, really fast. You are really fast.
Hey, Deborah says about the toasted marshmallow. Make it happen, Lori.
I might. I have to do this executive thing.
Yeah. That's funny.
But who needs raspberry?
The new flavors are, if you're VIP, I believe they're live.
They are live, yes.
Oh, go with Logan.
This chocolate fondue.
I think there's so his leash right there. Oh, unless you think you can outrun him.
Excuse me.
No.
You can't outrun him.
He's pretty fast. He's pretty speedy.
All you have to do is run and they chase you.
They're fast.
Duke is better. She doesn't care.
They are, aren't they, Bill?
They're so sweet.
They are cute. I did bring the new flavors that were done in here today.
Okay.
We're waiting on one more. So, yeah, we've got five new flavors coming right now.
Like, I got the QR code right in front
of me. They are so good, too. Now, were they all in boxes?
You mean in pods yet?
No, I meant in previous subscription boxes. That's why we knew they were so popular.
Yes. So I get asked for raspberry and peach right now 3 times a day. So right now I'm just like, okay, Monday. They come out Monday. So raspberry.
And then chocolate cherry, right?
Yeah, chocolate cherry, orange. Raspberry, oh, chocolate orange.
Oh, there's four.
Are we launching Dubai on Monday too? We've got it ready.
I don't know.
I don't know. That might be too much new at once.
Yeah.
I feel like it needs its own special launch.
Okay. I think so too. I think that's fair. So yeah, I brought them in. The four that were done are here today. My friend breeds French bulldogs.
Are there five?
And they have fast cat competitions where they run.
Oh my gosh. Crazy. That would be hilarious.
I have pugs. So I love French bulldogs too.
I have an Australian shepherd and she's psychotic, but she runs really fast.
Oh my gosh. Awesome. She is really fast. And I haven't seen her in a minute. I went to get the kids and she has the biggest grin on her face and she can jump really high.
She smiles.
But then she smiles at you. She's so cute. And then I went to the door and she launched herself off the porch, licked my lip.
Yeah.
Did he go? Okay.
Good boy.
Usually when he whines has to. Thank you.
You're very wet.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And muddy. Here. You sit next to me.
That's why you need a blanket.
Yeah.
You want to come over here? You can.
You might not want to get him on your clothes, though, if you're doing a photo shoot later.
I'll put him over here.
Oh, geez.
He's a little wet. He's a little damp.
What's wrong with you?
Oh. No peach for Patty.
No.
Peach has been very popular.
The peach is good. I'm not a huge peach fan, but I don't like I like real, not real peaches. I don't like that fuzzy on them.
That's what we talked about last week. And the girl said that they don't like soft fruits.
I just don't like that fuzz. So yeah. I think I like nectarines better. Or peaches nectarines I love cut up.
Deborah, the raspberry is the one from the Oz box, the red raspberry.
The like just pure raspberry.
No chocolate, no nothing in it. So, yeah, if you like that flavor, you'll like this raspberry.
It was really popular.
So, Monday's National Coffee Day, and in celebration, those are the three flavors that we're launching, chocolate orange, chocolate cherry, and raspberry.
But if you are a VIP, you can order them today.
Yes. And not on our VIP fan page, but our actual VIP membership page.
Yeah, you're part of the VIP program.
How do they, when they sign in, know that they can? There's a special.
Yeah, you sign in, and then there's like a special collection. If you go to the coffee subscription box, there's like the VIP membership, whatever.
I love that. I like being when I have exclusive. Whatever.
Yeah, you're first.
Everything drops early.
If you're not first, you're last. No peach and no coconuts, says Patty. Okay.
And then what? Holiday coffees drop in October.
October 15th.
Those are coming.
And advent calendars.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. I've seen advent calendars everywhere.
We've got to get advent calendars started, don't we?
We've got to get them made.
We got work to do.
We got weird.
We're working on so much right now. I'm just like, oh my gosh. And for us, we've got to get it all done right now because we're so busy at holiday time that we don't have time for anything new.
Well, and I think Amazon, because you have to get everything to Amazon so early. Mm-hmm. If you do order your coffee from Amazon, just FYI, it's better to order directly from coffeebeanery.com.
Yeah, you can at least use
because
sales.
You can get sale codes, and then you get the loyalty points and different things.
Yeah. Hi, Melissa. Lovely to see you.
Oh, hi, Melissa. Oh, that baby's probably getting big.
He's almost a year old.
Yeah, how is that possible?
I know.
I mean, he's always been a big boy, though.
Yeah. I love the bigger, the better. The babies.
I like when they're solid. It feels like you're not going to break them.
Yeah. I know. It's crazy. Daisy has like doubled in size just about. She was 3 pounds when I got her and she's already 5 pounds.
But they're still so tiny.
No, they look so big to me. Yeah. When we get their haircut, they'll look tiny.
She just like lick, lick. Jump.
are you being nice?
Oh, the Lindor chocolates.
Are you being nice? Mm.
Is that no? We had Lindt. We had the
so,
Lindt.
No, that's the same. Oh, that's is the same it? Brand? Yeah. So Mo, it's funny you say that. That's the brand you got because we had a big debate here about that chocolate. They're delicious, right?
It's Dubai style, though.
I like it way better.
And so we actually looked at it. So I went to Horrocks Farm Market over the weekend, and I got a real Dubai chocolate bar that was actually made in Jordan. So I don't know how real it is, but it's made in Jordan. The filling is like this thick in it. And then like in the Lindor one is like this, it's like, yeah, like a little tiny,
like hard just like a layer.
A tiny
which one
layer
did you like better though?
I like the real Dubai
I like
one.
The real one.
Oh, I like the fake one.
And 100%. So like one piece that was like this big is like 250 calories. Wow. And my God, but it had 7 grams of protein in it. So I was like, well, I don't know. It's got protein. So I think I can
it
have it.
It just looks like hay to me in there. Mm. It just looks so, I think it's not, it's it doesn't so taste good. Like that, but it looks so weird.
Yeah.
That I'm just not almost. A fan.
Yeah.
So good. I love Dubai chocolate. I had Dubai chocolate cookie dough. There's a place on the street that does the strawberries. The Horrocks Market had
so
a million different
things.
So you
like the
things.
Filling of it? Because that's really the only difference.
Well, that's the pistachio. okay, so I had it here, and then I took it home, and then it disappeared yesterday when I was at work. My husband's home with a broken arm. And I'm like, you don't just get to eat my chocolate because you're home with a broken arm, okay? Yes. You broke your arm. Boo-hoo. Give me my chocolate.
Yeah. Like, chocolate does not make it better. I think it's Eleanor in kindergarten this year, too.
I was thinking about that, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody's babies are getting old.
Because mine are she's such a sweetheart. Third. Mm-hmm. I felt like she was 1 year.
Yeah.
Just a little bit younger. The kids have been asking about her, too.
And her sweet little voice. She has
they're like, where is she? Why isn't she ever there anymore?
Aww. It is hard for them to understand.
Yeah.
That people move on or
that's what I said. Logan did a sad face. Well, I'll have to go back to Lansing and get some more because they had it everywhere there. And they had a couple different styles too. I should have bought all of them, but they were $9 a bar.
Ow.
So I just bought one.
That was pretty good because the other ones were 17. The Lind ones. Because I could only get at the airport too.
Yeah.
But
she's such a biter. She was
crazy.
Like,
and I did get stuff for us to try. Next time or sometime from Hawaii,
different
candies and
fun.
Stuff,
nice.
And some different chocolate bars, like just weird flavors. Yeah. I don't know.
That's exciting.
So, she's like, oh, I'm just yawning as she shoves all my fingers in her mouth.
Somebody posted one time something about different Hawaiian treats, and I swear the Hawaiian treats were like a lot of like dried fruit and whatnot.
You'll be nice.
Oh, I like pistachio stuff too.
She like fakes like she's not gonna bite me, and then she bites hard.
She's
just teething. Mm-hmm. Her teeth probably hurt so bad.
I know. I've got the stuff to freeze so that they can chew on them. But I gave them some bones that I'd gotten, and then they were so happy and so content. And then I looked over about half an hour later, and they each had just a little. It was like a normal, and there was only a little size left.
Oh,
like they ate
they're
them. I didn't know they could eat them.
Yeah.
They're supposed to.
And I thought their little bellies don't seem big enough to have that much bone in it.
Right?
Yeah, you're kind of supposed to watch them.
Well, they were so happy.
I'm going to bring Willie in a chicken foot to eat, though, because the chicken feet, because they have tendons in them, they naturally floss their teeth. And they're kind of gross. But it would be good for him to get a flossing.
That sounds absolutely
You should go like a lot of the natural dog stuff that they give them. I mean, like duck nets, chicken feet, beef liver,
sweet balls, spicy.
Yeah.
We have one of those. She's sweet and sour.
I got a real spicy one.
I called one of my daughters my sweet tart. Wow. She was a bit of both.
London?
Yeah.
I love London.
But I think girls need a little sassy. To put up with these boys, but actually he's so sweet. She she attacks him.
Are you happy you got both with the two different personalities?
I'm really happy we got both But it is a ton of work.
We tried to tell you. She's like, I think I'm going to get two. I'm like, first of all, one's hard.
Yeah.
Two is.
I swear our other puppies that we had must have just been free range puppies. Like they slept in the same cage. I think we just let them go crazy. And no wonder they were never potty trained for real. I don't think they had any
training. But we didn't have access to information like we do now.
Either. Well, and there were so many of us in the house. So it's like nobody knew if someone let them out. No, nobody knew anything.
Like that they told you no, though. And I was like, absolutely, okay, yes. Get them all. Get as many as you can.
I'm glad we got two.
They're like dead. Voice of reason.
Yeah, her she too. Is. Mm-hmm. I think she would have had such a heart. She cried when we first brought her home and stuff. But my mom, I called my mom for advice. And my mom said, because I said, I think she's just going to be so sad and miss her mom. And she's like, that is not a good enough reason to get two. I was like,
did you read what Mo said? I've never had kids. Too scared I'd have one like me.
I do have a son like me.
Yeah.
And it is the bane of my existence. I have one like me.
She's tough.
Yeah.
You guys are quite alike. Yeah. You know what you like.
Mm-hmm. She's a tough cookie.
My son's got a loud mouth, and I'm like, dude, no.
Did you hear my tummy? Was that crazy? She's like, you won't let me bite you. I'm out of here. She's leaving dents in my hand.
Meanwhile, Duke is passed out. Nice. No big deal.
She's just teasing her. Duke is sweet.
Yeah. No, but they're getting easier already. Like, a week after I got them, though, I sit on the couch, and I start crying. I'm like, I don't think I can do this. I'm so tired. And I was, like, on alert because they eat everything, mm-hmm. and I was so afraid of them choking.
The newborns.
Yeah.
So,
and they're so tiny.
They were so little. Now they're better. They're like not going to get so scrunched.
Oh, babies.
So,
very, very
thank
sweet
you,
babies.
Bill. You have a great week as well. Oh, I know we probably need to get back out.
I know. Yeah.
Back to work.
Okay. So, which one was your favorite?
I liked the almond biscotti.
The almond?
Yeah.
I think I might go chocolate fondue.
Chocolate fondue.
Oh, did
good.
I even drink it?
Yeah, you drank the whole cup of it.
I'm probably going to say blueberry, but I probably should have said chocolate.
You always like blueberry.
Since I just do it. The blueberries.
I like blueberry too. That's,
yeah. Oh, they were all good. I just like how different they were. They're very different from each other. So
now we're going to go back to work on the boxes for the rest of the year.
Yeah.
Oh, Deborah, I just thought about where I can. Yeah. Remember the flavor, one of the things we came up with today that we were like, we need this flavor for something.
No, 0%. We said that about so many flavors.
I'll tell you as soon as we're done. Okay.
All right. Gotcha. Well, have a wonderful week.